USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Hurricane Sally caused at least $29 million of damage in just one Florida county. The post-tropical depression still heading up the East Coast, causing rain in North Carolina and Virginia. More than 320,000 customers are still without power. With early voting beginning in four states, President Trump says he's still concerned about widespread mail-in voting.
But we have a lot of very important decisions coming down on this, on the scam of unsolicited ballots, where they're sending out tens of millions of ballots to everybody, people that didn't expect them.
The president again touting absentee voting, which is when you request a ballot versus mailing a ballot to everyone on the voting rolls. And Wall Street ending the week on a down note, the Dow losing 244 points to finish at 27,657. This is USA Radio News.
We all have health goals, but let's face it, you are living in some fantasy world if you think you are suddenly about to start eating better. In fact, have you thought of this? How many different servings of fruit have you eaten today? How many servings of vegetables? And sorry, Dad, French fries and ketchup don't count. The experts recommend eating over 10 servings of fruits and vegetables each day. That's where Balance of Nature comes in. With three fruit and three veggie capsules, Balance of Nature gives you all your daily recommended servings and contains 31 different fruits and vegetables. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Change your life now by calling 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com, and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
As Democrats and Republicans continue to work out a deal for more COVID relief to the American people, Democratic Congresswoman from Michigan, Alyssa Slotkin, said this on CNN.
So they all need to get back in a room, but I just knew that I was not going to go back to my district and walk around and go to the grocery store and have people ask me again about the state of the latest COVID emergency bill and tell them that because of politics, we couldn't get in a room together.
Less than 40 minutes later, she was seen at a Washington, D.C. airport where she refused to answer any questions as to why she was heading home without a deal. State Commissioner of Public Lands Hillary Franz says all of the fires started in Washington State have been caused by people, not lightning.
90% of our fires are caused by humans. We all have the ability to take steps to prevent these fires, and we must take steps, especially as our firefighters are exhausted.
More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Bank. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Americans are grocery shopping less but spending more. Consumer spending at grocery stores jumped 6% from $310 a month to $330 a month on average. However, supermarket trips are dropping nearly 11% compared to a year ago. Benjamin Lohr is the author of a new book titled The Secret Life of Groceries. I had a chance to chat with Lohr, and we talk about how grocery stores are coping with the coronavirus pandemic.
The way we grocery shop has obviously changed. Lists are back. The grocery insiders would always say millennials have killed off the grocery list and did shopping three times a week, and that's no longer the case. Now we do kind of consistent shops. But I think the biggest shift is that it really accelerated the rise of the online store and these dark stores, which are is the industry term for stores that aren't customer-facing but just exist to supply online trade. And again, the incentives to treat your employees right when they're customer facing are higher. You know, they have to smile. They have to act like they're having a good job. They can't seem like they're completely miserable. And the more that we accelerate to non-consumer facing employment for these minimum wage jobs, I think you're going to see labor standards deteriorate unless there's policy action, unless people start caring about those conditions.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.